Good morning. This is Linda Morris, and this morning I have Heather Laux, naturopathic, wonderful, knows a lot about all types of things, health-wise, and just very in tune and awake, wonderful woman.
Aww.
And Reiki master and all of the above, and one of my best friends in the whole world. Heather Laux from upstate New York, and I'm going to be interviewing her on some of her experiences and on how to do proper and effective and aha muscle testing.
Oh, great.
So, Heather, you were recently in Peru, and you saw how they were doing some muscle testing with Nikan products that I saw you do it, and it was just, like, so impactful. And the person, there was just no doubt in their mind that what the product you were just showing them how their body responded to it was, like, obvious. So would you mind sharing some of your experiences for everyone?
Of course. I would love to do that. First of all, I loved being in Peru and going and having an office and having some place to go. That's going to be my mission this year, to have a certain kind of a place for people to come to and experience the technologies, because it was very wonderful to have other people doing it. Now, Susie Chong is the one who did it, and I think she was third in the contest for the world for that contest that we just finished up on December 31st. And she's just a beautiful girl. She taught me, she and her husband worked together, and their children as well. We went to the wellness preview in Lima in the Nikan office. And the first one was the regular insole test, which I kind of tweaked it a little bit, because sometimes people don't have enough water, like you say, Gloria, and other people have said. Magnets work best with water, but everything works the best with water. Our whole bodies work better with water. So you test them off of the insoles and without water, just as they come in the door. You do the one where they're face forward and their dominant hand is on top of their other hand and straight out in front of them. Of course, you ask them before that if they have any back or shoulder issues, if they have any electronic devices inside their body. And I always ask if they're in their first trimester of pregnancy, even the men, because it kind of gets people laughing. Because it is funny. So I ask them that. And then we do four tests. The one where it's in front, you know which one I'm talking about, Linda? Does everybody else know which one I'm talking about?
Where you put your hands up at eye level?
Yes.
And you have your, make sure the elbows and shoulders are locked. And they're standing on the insole.
No, off.
Nope, you start them off first. Okay.
You start them off first, off of the insoles, not on them.
And it's important to make sure that they lock their elbows and shoulders, because if their elbows are bent, like if they have a problem with their elbow and the elbow is bent or they're not locking it, it's not going to be a true test. It's not going to work.
Also, if they're looking at you or at the floor or up in the sky, you have to be looking straight forward. So there's a few things that you have to look at. Okay, that's number one. Number two is you interlock their hands. They interlock them like a basket behind on their back. And then you stand behind them sideways. You're sideways, and you put your fist in their hand and push down. It always brings them towards you. They lose their balance, and they come towards you. So you kind of hold them up, but you're feeling how they come towards you. They lose their balance.
So you're locking their hands behind their back.
Yes.
Like down by their behind.
Yes.
So their fingers are intertwined, and then you're actually just told, tell them to resist, and then you push down with your fists in their, the palms of their hands.
Yes.
Okay.
Count to three. Always count to three, because that way it gives them a chance to be, you know, on purpose about it, focused about it, paying attention.
So you say one, two, three, resist.
Yes.
Or hold or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Then
okay, you're standing at their side. You're standing beside them and pushing down.
No, you're
down.
Standing sideways behind them. So that your
I get it. Okay.
Your arm is in line with their spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
No.
Okay, the person is standing, they're back to you. You turn sideways, maybe your right hand, and your
body.
So
you're not standing directly behind them, you're standing to the side, but towards the back of them?
No, you are standing directly behind them on their back, on their spine.
Okay.
You're sideways. You would be facing in a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're sideways directly behind them. With the fist that you're going to be using is like closest to them, and the other one would be on the opposite side of you. Okay.
Correct.
No. Okay.
All right, and you make a fist, and you put it in the basket of their hands. And you push down, and it brings them towards you. It brings them backwards.
Okay.
And they always lose their balance that way. Then to the side of them, I make them stand up like a T with like a policeman with their hands straight up and down in a stop sign. So they act like a T. Both of their arms are out to the sides, straight out, shoulder height, and their hands are up as in a stop sign. Understood?
Yeah, but their hands are facing like to the sides.
To the sides, yes.
But straight up, okay.
Yes. Oh, and make sure their feet are together, not wide apart.
Their feet are together, not shoulder width. This
yes.
is how you do a visual over the phone. It's quite challenging, right?
It is quite challenging, isn't it?
You're doing good, though. Keep going.
All right. Their feet are together. Make sure their feet are not really separated, not shoulder width apart. They can be, you know, a few inches apart, but not really. They don't have to be close.
They don't have that wide stance that you want to take when you're on an airplane so you don't tip over. It's closer together. So, okay.
So you have their hands out to the side, and you're going to tap them with your hand. Make sure their shoulder and their elbow are straight and locked. And you're going to tap them on one side or the other. Doesn't matter which side. You're going to take your hand like a high five, and you're going to tap them. But make sure that you have your other hand towards their arm to grab onto them in case they do go right over, because they can.
Because it's a firm tap. It's
it
like
is a firm
boom.
Tap.
Like it's like a serious kind of high five.
Yes.
I was kind of surprised when I thought, oh, that was kind of a strong tap.
Well, it's not as strong as you think it is. It's just that unbalances them. They're not expecting to move. And they move a lot. So they get a little nervous, too, because they're moving a lot. That's not a normal function of your body to go fall sideways. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You fall forward, you fall back. You don't usually fall sideways. So it's a discomforting.
Heather, where is it that you're tapping them?
On their hand. High five. On their hand.
Held out
hand.
Of their side, straight across.
Okay, so they're looking like cross, and you tap their hand, and that knocks them off balance.
Yes. And make sure you have your other hand near their arm, because you can grab them that way and hold them up. Because they do get nervous.
So their palm is facing up.
Or have another person on their opposite side. Have another person on
there. Yes, their hands are up.
Palms up.
Straight.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're tapping their palm.
Yes.
Okay.
Tapping
Their hands are on a T. Their arms are at a T.
They look like a T, yes, or a cross. They look like a, both of their hands are out to the sides, shoulder height, and their hands are up.
Kind of like, if, you know, she said, like you're directing traffic, you're a policeman, you're in the middle of an intersection, and you have your palms up, like stop from those the sides of you. Those two directions are stopped. So your palms are up like a stop sign facing, you know, in that cross.
And rigid.
So in other words, the arms are not twisted, they're just straight.
They are straight out.
Okay.
Straight out. Like a cross, like a T.
Directing so the traffic.
Their palms are up and down rather than being the palm facing towards the ceiling. It's actually up and down.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Like, yeah, like you're stopping traffic on those sides. Stop. Don't go.
Is your arm bent then at
no.
the elbow?
Very straight.
No.
Very straight. Rigid.
Locked.
Yep. And then you tap them on one side and have another person on the other side, or make sure your other arm is closer to them to grab their wrist to keep them, you know, from falling. Because they get nervous. They do.
So you don't tip them over. Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't tip them over. You don't want to hurt them. All right, that's the third one. There's one more. This one, I take while, all right, after they've, because they get nervous and they start talking and their eyes open up really wide and you know, it's disconcerting. So then I move behind them and I take their arms are now rigid. I hold their, towards their elbows and I say, all right, now loosen your hands. And I kind of shake their arms a little bit. So that their arms are, now their palms are facing the other way, but they're like dangling. And I take, and I, of course, I've already asked about their shoulders and their back, so you can do this. And I take and I pull them back. I pull them until they don't go anymore. I usually
pull
ask
their arms
them
back behind them at their, you know, straight, but there you have, yeah, I saw you, like, okay, now relax, okay, I'm just going to pull your arms back to see how flexible you are in this position.
Yes. And bring them back high enough up, but they'll naturally go a little bit down, like towards the middle of their back. They won't stay up at shoulder height. So you're pulling them back together. Until there's resistance where you can't pull anymore. Don't hurt them. You know, don't go beyond that. Just to see where that is. So sometimes they can see it, sometimes they can't. It's kind of like the flexibility test where you take your finger and you make a mark on the wall. If they can, you know, see that, if they can move their neck that much, they can see where their arms are at. Or sometimes you can do it in front of a mirror. I've done that too. And that's because these are all changing their mind. Because once they get the other part where you put them on the insoles and give them a glass of water, oh, it's just like miraculous. They're just like, it's blown their mind. It's blown all of their thoughts about it because they've experienced it. We have experienced experiential things. We don't have to talk about anything. All we have to do is test them and let them experience it. And they do. And I don't know, it's just amazing. So then I go and I...
Heather, you do all three or...
I do all four off
all
of
four.
The insoles. And then okay. I put them on the insoles and I give them a glass of water. I don't care if they're hydrated or not because usually they're not. Most people aren't hydrated. I mean, we aren't even. And we know about this. You know, so I give them a glass of water, Pi-Mag water, of course, and I put them on the insoles. I'm putting them on the insoles. I let them stand on those for while I'm giving them the glass of water. You know, I'm serving them the glass of water. Here, drink this. have a drink. Our bodies need, you know, water. And every cell in our body has a north and a south pole, and the water helps to align that with the magnets. So I kind of talk to them a little bit about their bodies and about the cells. The earth has a north and a south pole, and every cell in your body has a north and a south pole. So it's a very simple thing that people can understand. So then I start with the tests again, and I do them in the same order, exactly the same order. Of course, the one where you press down, they're a lot more strong. The one where on the back, they don't budge. They just don't budge. I'm amazed every time. I'll go up on my tippy toes and I'll push down, you know, and they don't budge. The one where the sideways one, sometimes they will, sometimes they won't, depending on their hydration. But most of the time, they're solid as a rock, whereas they were tipping over before and they were afraid that they were going to fall. And then the other one, the one in the back, most of the time they can touch their fingers together. The flexibility has increased so much. So there's the four tests. Thank you, Susie Chong. We should do this on Google Plus or Skype.
Yes.
I was just thinking the same thing. I think we could do it and video you.
Okay.
Send it cool. out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it. We could do it. You could do it on
yep.
YouTube.
Yep.
A little
we could
YouTube,
do a YouTube
video.
Yeah, that would be great.
But I think you're doing a really fabulous job of explaining it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is difficult to explain it to blind people on the phone. You know, because that's what we are. We're blind when we're on the phone. We're not seeing it. We have to imagine it. So use your imagination.
And close our eyes sometimes makes it easier to visualize.
You are. I just have a question to clarify number three. Again, the arms are out like a cross, and the palms are facing up or facing
straight
forward?
Up and down. Your fingertips
what
are
mean?
Facing the sky, the ceiling.
The fingertips. The fingertips, I missed it. It blurred out.
The fingertips are pointed towards the ceiling, the sky.
The fingertips are pointed towards the sky. Okay.
Okay, but the palms would be facing the walls rather than the ceiling so that your
correct.
Arms are straight out and not twisted. You don't
correct.
Want to twist
oh.
on the arm.
Oh. So you're
got it.
You're extended at the wrist.
Oh. Okay.
This is the funny behind the back police officer. Stopping
yeah, I haven't seen a police officer in a long time. I'm sorry. So I'm
yeah, me either. Movies. Oh. Remember your movies. Old movies.
Okay.
They stop traffic.
So okay, so arms are straight out and the fingers are pointing to the ceiling like the wrist is not bent down but bent back.
Bent up.
Yes. Okay, great.
Bent up.
Thank you.
So that you have a flat surface to tap.
Right.
Actually you tap it. It's forceful. You know, you're doing some force there. You're in motion, and it's a strong high five.
Right. Okay.
And are their feet together, Heather, or just separated
yes.
a little bit?
Yes. Make sure that their feet are not in a wide space. They don't have to be perfectly together because people will have less balance that way,
mm-hmm.
and they get more scared. So
okay.
a couple inches apart is not a bad idea.
Okay.
And then their arms are, they're not out in the front of them, they're to the side of them.
Correct. Like a T.
And you're getting where?
Like if you're trying to go through a skinny space that's only about 8 inches wide, your whole body's going to be sideways. So you're scooting to your side. So you would, you know, so everything's in one line.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And where do you hit them?
On their hand, a high five.
So you're off to their side then?
Correct.
Okay. So they're going to tilt towards the other side.
Correct.
Okay.
And they're very, very experiential. They're very awakening. They're very, oh my gosh, this is my body. My body doesn't usually react like this. So you're getting them into their body, and you're getting them to experience the power of magnets and water for their body, for themselves. So their mind kind of goes away. All those skepticisms kind of go away. And then you just listen. Then just listen to them.
And you're having them look which way? Towards the down? Or straight
forward.
Ahead?
No, just straight forward.
Okay.
Straight ahead. Not at you, not at the floor, not at the sky. Straight ahead. I do it usually looking out a window. I think Mother Nature assists us. Or looking at a plant, something like that, because that will give you an extra edge. Because Mother Nature, that's what we have. We have natural products. We have Mother Nature's products that we bring inside to make a healthy environment. So let her assist you. They're all just little things that you can think about. Plants give you oxygen. If you don't have an air filter around, that's what we're mimicking. We're mimicking the forest. We're mimicking plants. So have them be by a plant. Take all those things into your being. Up here in the Northeast, I know in Canada too, it's really mighty cold. You don't want to be outside, even though it's beautiful, but you know it's freezing out there. So you use that. Use the window. Use Mother Nature.
Well, you know, Heather, what you're saying, you know, it's like, and I've always told people this, and sometimes I've actually done it. So I tell them, when you're on the insoles, it's like you are in nature barefoot.
You are.
Like you're standing in the grass barefoot.
Yep.
But with this, you could actually even do it through, you know, most shoes.
Yep.
It's more effective right on the insole barefoot. But I tell people, you know, it's like we could actually go outside and do these same tests out in the grass if you'd like. And you'll have the same result as if you're on these.
Mm-hmm. I say
so
that as well, and
experiment.
I do it with children in the summertime. I do. They get it right away. I put them on a cement walkway and then on the grass, and then I put them on the magnets on the cement. And they just love that. They are just ecstatic with that. And then a lot of people will say, oh, is this why I feel so good when I walk barefoot in the summer? I said, yes, there you go. So they'll tell you how they felt because they will feel it. And they'll remember how they feel. They won't remember the words, but they'll remember how they feel.
The other thing that's really great is that it also shows that it's the energy coming up through the body. I know sometimes when I first was in the Ken, people would go, well, I don't really have any trouble with my feet. You know, and so it really brings it to the whole body, to the whole energy source, so that they know that it's not just for their feet. It's for their whole body to balance their whole energy field.
Yeah, that
almost
makes
like
me laugh, especially from you, Barbara, who's a
reflexologist. Oh, well, I know. Well, that, you know, you learn and you tell people and you see it. And but you have to sometimes explain that to.
Yeah, because they're not in their body.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They've been in office buildings. They've been in cement houses. They've been walking in the big box stores where there's all cement. They can't remember.
And it's, as has been explained to me, it's actually, you know, being within the energies of the magnetics, the far infra, the negative ions, otherwise known as the earth, the sun, and the forest. It's really helping every cell in your body do its job better because it's in the environment it's designed to thrive in.
Yeah.
And how simple.
Designed to go back to homeostasis.
Mm-hmm. It's just so exciting. You know, when you know, people see this, they're like, holy cow. It's like, well, obviously your body likes to be in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give our bodies the best chance to live healthy, be healthy, feel healthy, and to live a long and enjoyable, productive, purpose-filled life.
Yeah. And we have everything. We just do. It amazes me every time. Even though I know it's going to happen, I know what's going to happen when I do the test, and I know people, after 7 days of being on the Vital Balance Plan, I know what's going to happen to their brain and what their taste buds are going to change. I know it. It amazes me every single time. I get so excited about that. It's just like, because you're assisting that person and being the best person that they can be, to wake up, to be inside their body. We're here to be great, to have a purpose, to, you know, help each other, to just be loving and kind, and this is just the best way I have ever found. It just brings me such joy and such happiness. I haven't even had my Vital Balance yet today. But this gets me excited to talk about this and to see their eyes light up when they have those four tests, and afterwards, oh my goodness, it's just like their whole world just opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't go any further, you've just been a help to them for the rest of their life because you've opened them up.
That's right. I saw you do that in, it was in, up here in Safety Harbor, or whatever it was, Tarpon Springs. And just to see the, like, total amazement on the woman's face you were testing, she was like, holy cow, oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's all we do. We give people options and opportunities to learn more. Or sometimes we say to wake up to possibility and reality of what's best to, for us. So it's you know, it's a gift that we're giving when we do this. It's not about us. It's about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we hadn't been shared with, we wouldn't be awake. We might still be living in agony.
Mm.
And Heather and I were talking about that this morning, what a gift it is that, you know, she was totally paralyzed. To be, you know, to actually wake her up to find a solution.
For a year.
For a year.
For a whole year.
And for me, I was 22 years of agony. It took me a long time to get there. But now we see that as a gift, that agony.
Yeah. Yes.
To totally transform our lives and to have the opportunity to give others the same gift. With a little bow on top.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Heather.
Oh,
very
thank
much
you.
For
thank
sharing.
You. That was awesome. What a great call. Thank you, Barbara.